Hello and welcome to the little room outside the excitement. There's a group of people, all of whom are the Twitter panel for the event, and we're gathered together having a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, before we go out and strut our stuff. We are invited to this food extravaganza in order to generate some content, produce some material. And I'm going to interrupt these two people over here very rudely. I'm going to introduce you to Queen of Pots. Queen of Pots, why are you here this evening?
I'm here. I was invited here as part of the tweeting panel tonight. But I'm also very interested in what's going on with Tip Food. And I think it's great to be able to support.
You mean you would actually choose to eat food from Tipperary? I mean, are you serious?
We have some great producers from Tipperary.
Oh, God, name one. Come on now. No bullshit. I want to know. Pick one that you have eaten in the last 6 months.
Pat Whelan.
Pat Whelan, right. I tell you, folks, he's a food guy. He does meat, doesn't he?
He does meat. But
now, let me turn to this other.
Dinners and veg and...
Oh, does he?
He does, yeah.
Oh, does he? Hey, this man here is from the Chamber of Commerce, right? You've heard of the Chamber of Commerce, right? I'm going to ask him to say something. Who are you, sir?
My name is Brian Cleary. I'm Chief Executive of Clonmel Chamber.
You're the Chief Executive. You're the top noise in the... is that a permanent job? Or
it is
that
indeed, yeah. Very
wonderful.
Permanent.
Right. 20, pensionable.
24/7.
What kind of food do you like best?
Very varied palate. The only thing I don't eat is cheese.
Right, don't worry. I will not tell the people from Coolini Cheese this evening because they're here. I won't tell them, right?
But everything by that.
But look, come on. This is a pretty impressive little thing. Why is the Chamber of Commerce backing it?
Pat Whelan has been a very dynamic individual in the food market, in the food sector for a while. He has really made great strides with the food producers in developing the Tipperary brand, both nationally, and they are making strides internationally. I know recently they were in Covent Garden for an event. That went down very well. So we're always pleased to support it. In the end, things like this create employment. But also it raises the visibility of the area. We're very focused here on manufacturing and on retail.
And drink.
Manufacturing, I suppose, that's what would come under that. But if you look at the hinterland, you look at the countryside, and you look at the agricultural history of this area, it's only natural we should be producing food and should have a reputation for it. But so far we haven't. And people like Pat, Gary Gubbins and others have taken this in hand.
Well, that's wonderful. Hey, look, that's great to meet you. I'm going to go across here now and talk to some of the others and see why they're here. Are you going to be tweeting tonight?
I certainly will. Certainly.
Excellent. And what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is @BrianPCleary.
Brian P. Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Gotcha. See you later.
Thank you.
Come on, somebody else talk to me here. Who are you?
I'm Caroline Hennessy.
And are you a Twitter person?
I am. I'm Biblio Cook.
Biblio Cook?
Yes.
And where have you come from?
North Cork.
Oh, and I came from the city of Cork tonight. And the guy on your left hand side's from Glanmire. Hey, do you like eating food?
Oh, yes.
What's your favourite food? Come on, what's your favourite food?
A good, proper roast chicken.
Do you think we'd get a decent roast chicken in County Tipperary?
Easily.
Do you think there's an organic rearer of chicken in Tipperary? Anybody know, folks, is there an organic producer of chicken in Tipperary? We don't know. There we are. We're setting out tonight to find out. None of us know if there's an organic. And I got a lady here, Biblio Cook, and she likes chicken, and she doesn't know if there is an organic chicken to be found in the house. Okay, folks, we'll talk to you later. It's Paul O'Mahony handing back from the buzz. Bye.